Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. And as always, I'm grateful for your energy and for your presence during this show. Today, we have a wonderful guest here. Mira Kelly is going to talk with us about our energies in multiple dimensions, parallel realities, and essentially understanding more about your soul's gifts and how you are experiencing energies beyond past lives. She has an amazing book. I'm so excited about her topic and what she is here to share with us in this show, as well as what she is sharing with us collectively and around the globe. So I'll bring on Mira in just a moment. But first, I like to begin, as you know, with some type of grounding exercise, especially because right now the energies are big. We have a lot going on around us and within us, and it's so important to just return to our inner presence, our inner peace. And I find that one of the best ways to do that is with conscious breathing. When we are stressed, when we are feeling a lot going on in our minds or in our bodies, anxiety, worry, our breath can become shortened, and we only breathe in air into our lungs instead of down into our diaphragm. And when we only breathe into our lungs, what happens is that the muscles in your upper back tighten, including your neck muscles. So for right now, I invite you to just take some deep breaths into your diaphragm. And that's the area below your lungs, in your belly, the solar plexus. And to really breathe fresh air into that part of yourself. And to do that perhaps 3 to 5 times. And you'll feel your belly rise. And you're essentially drawing in fresh breath into new areas of your body, new muscles, new areas that are looking for that fresh air. The cells, tendons, all parts of you. They're looking for that fresh breath. So conscious breathing is one of the things we can do on a daily basis to ground ourselves, be in the present, be in the moment, be in the fullness of our experiences. And it's easy to do anywhere, especially when you find yourself dealing with bigger energies. So just to bring to your awareness, this is something I practice right now quite a bit, simply because there is so much going on. So, I'm really excited to speak today with Mira Kelly. And let me tell you a little bit about Mira before I bring her on. Mira grew up in Bulgaria, where at the age of 13, she had a powerful past life regression experience. With great courage and trust in her heart, Mira followed her intuition and came to the U.S. to go to college. Following her graduation from law school, Mira practiced as a corporate and securities attorney in a large law firm in New York City. and a painful physical condition led her to rediscover the instantaneous emotional and physical healing available through regression. Now, Mira assists people in transforming their lives with her work. She travels around the world holding regression workshops and also conducts private regression sessions, for which she currently has a 2-year wait list. Stories from Mira's sessions are included in Wishes Fulfilled by Dr. Wayne Dyer and in Miracles Happen by Brian Weiss. Mira is the creator of the best-selling audio CD, Healing Through Past Life Regression and Beyond, and the author of Beyond Past Lives, What Parallel Realities Can Teach Us About Relationships, Healing, and Transformation. And Mira is here now to talk with us more about these fascinating topics. Welcome, Mira. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Molly. It's such a pleasure to be with you, and thank you so much for bringing me to your audience.
Oh, yes. I am excited about this topic. I love your work, and I know that people listening are really eager for this information, so it's just a huge, huge fit, a great fit for everybody involved. So I'm excited about our conversation.
Yes, thank you. Me too.
So I would just love to start with one of the basic questions. Some people might not even know what regression is. So can you tell us, what is past life regression?
Sure. It's a tool. It's a method of actually connecting with other lifetimes so that we can understand our patterns, so that we can understand our challenges, and better yet, so we can heal them. So past life regression is a process. It's very similar to meditation. It's very gentle. It's very easy, yet it's also very powerful. And the beauty of past life regression is that when people connect with other lifetimes they have lived, be it past lives or future lives, they're able to expand their understanding, and they're really able to use this tool to address anything, any challenges that they have going on in their lives. Issues like, what is my life purpose? Issues about relationships, be it family connections, be it our relationships with our children and our loved ones, our partners, be it issues around prosperity or health challenges or emotional struggles. There really isn't something that past life regression cannot be used to address.
And that's what makes it so fascinating, because we really tap into our own power, our own energy, regardless of what is happening or what is being created. And it's just such a powerful skill to have. So I would love to know, Mira, how did you discover your skills in working with past life regressions? How did this area come up for you?
When I was little, I actually had the opportunity to read a book on past life regression, and I was so fascinated by the stories. I was so fascinated by the possibilities of people just experiencing something in their minds, you know, and yes, phobias, lifelong phobias would go away. Struggles and issues will be released, physical conditions that wouldn't be able to be healed otherwise, like chronic pain or other conditions, can just be healed in a moment. So I was so intrigued by this possibility. And so at the tender age of 13, I regressed myself for the very first time. I created my own first past life regression recording, and it was a very powerful experience, very meaningful, and it gave me an understanding of my soul's path. It gave me an understanding of my lesson, my theme. How am I to see myself in this world? And can you imagine this happening to you when you were a kid? It's really extraordinary.
Wow.
To me when I look back now. Yeah. And then life kept on going for me, and I was as you mentioned, already living in the U.S., and I was working as a corporate and securities attorney in a large law firm. when I had a physical condition develop, and it was so painful, it was so troublesome, it was really draining on me on every level, emotionally, financially, physically. And eventually I was told that I either need to learn to live with this pain for the rest of my life, or I can have an operation. And the way the operation was explained to me, it sounded horrible. You know, it involved breaking my jaw and then reattaching it back with wires. And so after having this conversation with my doctor, I walked away in a complete state of desperation, needing a different solution, needing something that really works, and needing something fast, right? And so that's when I remembered the regression I did as a kid, and I reached out to a person, I worked with a person, and lo and behold, I had a very brief but very impactful, emotionally impactful experience. It was very cathartic in releasing emotions. And here's the miracle of my story. I woke up the next morning, and Molly, the pain was completely gone. And it hasn't returned since. It's been 8 years now, and I've been telling this story over and over, you know, and yet nothing has come back. The pain hasn't come back. So I knew for myself at that moment how powerful this work is, right, in creating emotional shifts, physical changes in the body. And so because of that, I became more and more interested in this work. And eventually I started working with people. And here I am today. That's all I'm doing. I'm helping people through past life regression to claim more of themselves and to improve their lives.
So powerful, Mira. That's an amazing story. Wow. And I mean, the fact that you were able to move through that pain and that healing with such grace and such trust and everything that goes with a miracle is just really incredible. That's a very impactful story. I bet you hear a lot of these from your clients. What are the benefits that people say or share with you after they have a past life regression?
Oh, my God, I see and I witness the transformation happening in front of my very eyes every day. It's truly amazing. Be it people that I work in with person in my personal sessions or in my workshops or other online events I'm doing, or simply somebody getting one of my recordings and using it at home, and then me getting the email and people reaching out to thank me. It's really a blessing to be able to serve in such an impactful way and be that light and hope and inspiration for people. And I have so many stories I can share. Many stories, yes. And so I wanna share with you two stories, which are an example. One is an example of a physical healing, and one is an example of an emotional healing. So the physical healing runs the gamut. If there is a person in the audience, in our audience today, amongst our listeners, having a physical condition, I want you to ask yourself, can this really help me? Can regression really be the key that I unlock and unlocks my way to health, a life of health and physical well-being? So I was working with a man. He flew in with his wife to see me. And he had been having severe digestion issues, and he hasn't been able to eat many foods. He has been so restricted for quite a while, more than 15 years. And so he was training for the Olympics. He was on the Olympics team when he was in college, and he was training for the Olympics when all of a sudden he developed extreme severe digestion issues. And because of that, he had to drop out of college. He had to drop out of the team and really focus on his health. And so he came to see me, and we began our regression, and he experienced himself as a toreador. He was right there in the middle of a stadium fighting a bull. And as he was gracefully moving and enjoying it, and the crowd was cheering and the energy was so high, he actually had an accident. He did not move quite fast enough out of the bull's way, and the bull ripped his guts right there in the middle of the arena. And he actually died. He died from this injury. And so he experienced this, and he was able to connect his present, that moment of him being in college and being afraid again to step into the limelight, being afraid to be in the center of attention, and how could that hurt him? And so he was really able to release that and understand. And so he went away on his merry way, and the next day comes his wife, and she walks in and she says, "What did you do to my husband?" And she said that immediately after he left the session with me, he went and got pizza, something he hasn't had in the past 15 years. And then she said, "For dinner, we actually had Italian. We ate pasta." She said, "Ever since I've been married to this man, we've never had Italian just because he cannot tolerate it." And so I heard this, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the power of this work in action, you know, that instant moment of healing. So that's one story. Isn't it amazing?
It is so incredible, especially because it's so timely, because there is a lot of digestion things going on right now. You know,
yeah.
So much is showing up in the physical body that when you have these other pieces that bring the story together, you heal it. You get what's really going on at a deeper level. So that is fabulous. And I just can't believe he hasn't had Italian food in that long.
And I this is giving me the opportunity to make an important point for our listeners. Our bodies are not misbehaving when we get to have a physical condition or a challenge. It's not that we're weak to the attacks of the viruses and the hereditary things running in our families. When physical conditions happen to us, it's simply the body being a kind partner and saying to us, listen, there is an emotional thing you haven't been able to resolve. Pay attention. And as you said, digestion is such a way of us, you know, digesting our emotions, fears, our issues right there. And oftentimes we're not able to handle it. And naturally it shows up in the body as digestion issues. So, yeah. And now let me tell you the second story. Thank you. I was recently doing a workshop in Orange County, and I guided people through a past life regression. And afterwards, this beautiful woman raised her hand in her mid-70s, 75. She raised her hand, and she was crying. She was really emotional, and she said to me that she has not she has serious abandonment issues. She has grown up with a very strict and very severe mother. And one of the things her mother did when she was little is to punish her for crying. So she learned as a very little girl not to cry. And so she experienced a lifetime where in the Middle Ages, as a wife, she was welcoming back her husband from war. And there was this beautiful, tender moment of the two of them embracing. And the husband said to her, "I told you I'm going to come back for you. I told you I'm going to come back home and never going to abandon you." And this was so emotional for her, so meaningful, because of her fear of being abandoned and not being worthy of love, not being worthy of people showing up for her. And she actually cried. And her daughter was there, right there with her in the audience, and she said, "I've never seen my mother cry all my life." And the woman confirmed, "I haven't cried for 70 years." So this was so touching, so healing for everybody in the room. And there was that feeling of, oh, my God.
Amazing.
So very beautiful. Yeah.
Very beautiful, Mira. Thank you for sharing that story and the previous one, because I feel that, you know, both of these really hit home for people and really convey how much of a transformation is available just with the awareness of this energy. And friends, I forgot to tell you, Mira Kelly's website is mirakelly.com, and it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, two E's. And on her website, you can also see the events and workshops that she has going on all over the U.S. It looks like you're quite busy this
yes.
year, Mira, which is wonderful. And I just want to let people know that they can come out and see you. They can go to your workshops. They can go to these events and meet you in person and also get a signed copy of your book, Beyond Past Lives. So, friends, if you are in one of those areas, you may be interested in connecting with Mira personally. So I just want to throw that out there because it really makes a difference to have those personal connections.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes, so the work I do, I absolutely love. And thank you for letting me share these stories, Molly, with our listeners so that I can plant the seed of what if. Can this process help me where I am? And my answer is absolutely.
Yes. And friends, again, Mira's book is called Beyond Past Lives. You can find it wherever books are sold. It's an ebook and a paperback, and it is excellent. I've started reading it, and I actually make myself go slow as I read the book because I love this subject so much that I would sit and just read it all in a few hours, but I really want to absorb it and savor every chapter. And the thing I love about this topic, Mira, is that it really energetically impacts the reader. You know, as you're reading it, you feel yourself opening up and healing and really experiencing these energies for yourself. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Truly, yes. And thank you so much for saying that you love the book and that you're going slow and savoring it and really soaking it all in. What has been impactful for you so far? What are the moments that stand out for you?
I feel like it's like the collective common experiences that I find in other people's stories and in my stories. And like, it's, I feel like there's so many specifics that it's almost like you feel like you're really connected to other people. You really get the sense that, okay, we're really helping each other and healing each other. And it feels like a lot of us maybe have, we don't even recognize some of the emotional, the deeper emotional things going on within us. And you read these stories and you feel an opening to yourself and a connection to the client that you're working with.
What you're saying is really something I absolutely love about this work. Storytelling is truly the way we all learn, right? We don't learn when somebody is in front of us and, you know, waving their finger at us and saying, you better do this. This is how to do it. You know, that stern approach, it doesn't work that way. We actually become very defensive and we shut down and we start arguing with the information coming our way. But when it's shared through stories, we really open up and we start connecting and we really expand. And as you were saying, on a soul level, consciously, our energies are all connected. And also, we have lived so many different lifetimes that when we hear somebody's story, it really resonates within us. It's part of our history. It's part of our heritage. So it really speaks to us in such a deep level and unlocks things that we don't even always consciously are able to explain and put together, yet we always feel different at the end. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Beautifully said, Mira. I love that. One of the things, too, that comes up when we talk about beyond past lives and parallel realities and ourselves as energy forms, you know, physical energy forms, is whether we are also animals and spirit guides and angels and other mystical energies. And can you touch on that a bit for people too, you know, to explain that we don't just show up in human form. We show up in
many forms. Absolutely. Human life is only one variation that our soul can create, because even in the life of of a cat, of a dog, of a tree, of a flower, even though it's a different type of consciousness, there is great learning and understanding for the soul. So truthfully, our souls have created many different lifetimes, not just human lifetimes. And I love it when people get to tell me about other life forms and how impactful that is to who they are today. And I love when I hear people tell me about being other people's spirit guides, about being on the spirit plane and guiding our souls, about the work we do on other planets, on other dimensions altogether. It's truly mind-blowing when I get to connect with clients who tell me these stories. And, you know, Molly, I honestly feel like I'm on the cutting edge of exploration of consciousness. And I walk away always with my mind expanded and me always marveling at how extraordinary consciousness is in knowing itself, in creating, in growing, and in learning.
I love how you said that, yes, and how it's never ending. You know, there's always more to discover. Yeah. And like you mentioned previously in our conversation, we've had so many past lives, and we have other future lives going on right now. You know, we're existing in multiple dimensions at once, which I want to let people know that it can be a little bit mind-boggling if you think about it too linearly. How do you explain that for your clients, Mira, if people are trying to grasp the concept of parallel realities? How do you help them understand this concept?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to guide our listeners through this. Sometimes when I talk about future lives, people are fascinated that you can actually experience your future lives because, you know, for them, the future hasn't happened yet. So it's such a novel idea of, wait, really? I can actually connect with my future life? And yet what I have discovered is that time is really simultaneous. And in fact, this is nothing new, right? Quantum physicists tell us the same thing. Spiritual teachers for eons have been telling us that now is the only moment there is, that every moment is composed of another now, meaning time is simultaneous. And so I have learned that all lifetimes are really parallel, that they're actually unfolding in the present moment. Even if when you do a regression or you have a spontaneous connection with a past life, be it through dreams, be it through meditations, or just that spontaneous recollection of memories, and even if that seems to be a specific time frame, say the Middle Ages, say the time of the Roman Empire, for us, this will be a moment back in time, right? It's happening in our past. But to our soul, all these lifetimes are unfolding simultaneously. So this understanding that time is linear and there is one soul once created, it needs to go from one life to the next, having this linear progression. And hopefully, you know, in every life you learn a little more. Hopefully you create a little less karma, right? And hopefully in the next life you clear the karma. That kind of understanding.
Yep.
That kind of understanding is definitely valid. I'm not looking to discredit it. But what I have learned is that it's the level above, you know, that the next dimension, like the fourth, the fifth dimension understanding, really expands our perception of time as simultaneous. So what that means is that a soul can choose to say, you know what, I want to learn about love. The lesson of love is such an important lesson for my growth. But of course, you know, Molly, you don't learn about love by being a very loving and tender person and having these extraordinary relationships of comfort and compassion,
right?
and seeing the beauty of others and being nurtured in your own right, right? Those are beautiful. We all aspire and strive for them. But yet our soul needs everything on the spectrum, right? We need lifetimes where we get abandoned as children or as adults. we need lifetimes where we hurt others, we abandon, we betray. We need lifetimes where we learn about devotion by simply being in a convent and learning about the love and devotion to the divine, or serving our parents who are getting older. You can imagine the variations of how we learn about love are so many. And naturally, to create that balanced learning for a soul, you need every point of view. And because of that, a soul will decide to create lifetimes in the different moments of what we understand time to be, because the socioeconomic environment will be perfect. Our parents will be having struggles and challenges that will give us the frame, the working frame to go through and heal and release as we grow up. So, in other words, our soul is not limited in that way, and has the opportunity to explore in every direction.
Beautifully explained, and I think it's really important too that we, you know, the people understand how we create the opposite experience of what we're learning, so that we can have that fullness of an energy, so we can have that full. The full spectrum of what it means, you know, to really learn love. You know, we learn it, like you said, in the hardest ways at times, because the soul believes in itself. The soul believes no matter where I am, I can always return to love or to compassion or to whatever the theme is. And I think that is really empowering for people to know that it's kind of how the game, you know, is set up. The game is meant to return us back to the truth of who we are, which is love. So I love how you explained all that, Mira. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Friends, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Mira Kelly, and you can find Mira on Facebook and as well as her website, mirakelly.com. And I know you also have a free meditation on your website that people can download right there on your homepage.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. So I want to give this meditation to people. It's called the Trust Meditation, as a gift for joining us today. And also, I want to use this as an opportunity to tell people how important the allowance and the receptivity and trust is in our lives. So I actually created this meditation truly for myself to begin with. In a place of having been a corporate attorney, working as a corporate attorney, I had come to the understanding that this work, past life regression, was truly my passion, truly my joy. And yet, Molly, I was caught in a place where I didn't believe that I can make the jump. I didn't believe that I can make things work, because I was very worried of how am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my student loans if I actually trust this work and open up to it, because I did not believe that healers make money. You know, I thought of that I would have to go and really struggle. And so
right.
I realized that there were beliefs that were holding me back. I listened to myself and I realized that I had these beliefs that were limiting me. So as I was working through my beliefs about what is possible for me, what is possible for this work, how impactful it is for people, how valuable it is to people and to me, I started realizing how important it is that I trust. Right, that I trust myself, that I trust my life, that I trust the universe. And so I started realizing that trust is not something that you need to learn. It's not something that you need to master and excel. And if you don't, oh, poor you, you know, you're going to be in a place of struggle for the rest of your life. I realized that we all come in with trust already part of our essence. We already know how to trust, because even before we are born, so we know we're going to dive in so deeply into forgetfulness once we're born on Earth. We're going to have so many struggles and challenges, and yet we trusted that through that process we're going to grow. We trusted that we're going to emerge better and more aware of the universe and of our power as creators. And so trust is already something we already have, right? It's not something we don't need to learn. What we need to realize is to direct that trust. We need to learn to direct the trust towards what we prefer, what we choose for ourselves, what we really want to see materialize and manifest in our lives. And so because of that, I started playing with the idea of trust so much, and I started really claiming my trust in the reality I wanted for myself, and because of that, I really expanded the notion of trust in my awareness. I saw it as a tool for really growing my life, and because of that, I know how important trust is, and that's why I created this meditation, and this meditation is truly channeled. And so I want to encourage people to go to my website, and right at the top of the page at mirakelly.com, you will see my smiling face. And so just you will see how to download the meditation. And Molly, I have to tell you, this meditation has been so transformative for so many people. Just the stories I hear of how people are using this meditation to allow and truly receive and claim for themselves what is it that they prefer.
Oh, wonderful, Mira. I believe it. I can even feel it in your energy. A lot comes through in this meditation. So thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for that free gift for everybody. And that's a wonderful thing that, you know, you can even listen to these meditations daily, weekly. You know, it can be a part of your ongoing spiritual practice. And I think we really need that because, as you point out, Mira, you know, trusting is an ongoing choice that we make about our own energy. So it's wonderful to have this type of support. So thank you.
Thank you.
I want to share with people stories, one of your memorable sessions, because I think it's so fascinating. And this was a session where it was with a woman who described how souls are created and how their creation is asked for by all that is, which is God, the universe, source, whatever, however you define it. And their creation is asked for because there is a void in existence that could only be filled by a special combination of energies, which is the essence of that soul, which is that soul. And so each of us is asked for and loved and deserving of love. And I just think this is such a great understanding for people to know about, Mira, that, you know, we all are requested to show up to this party. Is there anything more you can explain or talk about with that understanding? I think people will be really excited to hear this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I had the opportunity to regress Dr. Wayne Dyer. I had the opportunity to connect with him and work with him. And he was so deeply moved and transformed by our session that he actually wanted to share this work, my work, this tool of past life regression with people, with as many people as he can. He has been talking about it everywhere. He has been giving lectures and sharing with people. He even wrote about the session of our story in his book, Wishes Fulfilled. And so when I was working with Wayne, his daughter, Serena, was visiting him at that time. And because he was right there in his physical environment, she was the first person he shared the story with. And so...
Yeah.
So Serena was very intrigued, and she wanted to experience my work. And so I regressed her, and she told me the most astounding story of how she was the keeper of this plane where souls will pass on their way to Earth, being born on Earth in human bodies. And she said that one of the portals through which souls come to her plane was for newly created souls. And I was so intrigued by this. I wanted to understand how is it that souls get created. So I asked her if we can actually go through that portal and go to the place where souls are created. And she described to me that souls are simply created through intent, through energy and life. And I said to her, well, how is it possible that a new soul is created? Where is that information coming from? Because honestly, it was a new understanding to me. I didn't know. So she said to me that before a soul is even created, there is an understanding in the universe. There is a knowing of something being missing. There is a knowing that there is a particular expression. There is an opportunity for creation that is asking to be materialized, to know itself. And a specific soul can fulfill that void, to be that force of creation in the world. So she said to me that this information becomes known and aware, and all that is not really all that is, because all of a sudden it feels within itself this gap that needs to be complete, and so a new soul gets created. So that's how each one of us is created, because the knowing, the desire was there already in place before we came into existence. And when I heard this, I was really blown away, because it told me, I realized that each one of us was desired before we were created. Each one of us was loved and treasured and adored. Our gifts were known. What we bring to the world was really seen as so special, so cherished, so valuable. And yet, you know, Molly, we're so good at discrediting ourselves. You know, we say, oh, yeah, poor me. Everybody else is so much more important than me. I have nothing to offer. What am I doing? I'm so lost. I'm so confused. I really don't matter. I really have nothing to offer. You know, as if the universe were just saying, oh, yeah, I'll use all these spare parts and I'll throw them together. And, oh, yeah, I might need a spare just in case. And, of course, it's not true, right? The universe saw us as these extraordinary beings that are so loved and desired, but we don't claim that for ourselves. We go in the opposite direction. And yet here's the extraordinary part of this story, because we're so loved, so unconditionally loved by God, by the divine. And it's unconditional love. Source is not placing any limitations on us. Source is saying, I have given you free will so that you can be that force of creation in the world, and I am fully and unconditionally supporting you in who you choose to be. Of course, right now, I see that you're choosing to limit yourself and say that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy of your dreams, that you're not worthy of the love that you desire. But you know what? That's really what my love for you is. It's without any conditions. So I'm going to support that. So I'm going to support your limitations and your lack mentality and give you exactly what you think you deserve. But I know you're going to wake up. I know you're going to realize that you're truly worthy and that you're truly deserving. And I'm going to rush in and give you all the support to show you how magnificent you are, to show you how loved you are. And I really am so happy, Molly, that I can tell this story to our listeners, because this is the universe telling you, claim your worthiness, claim how loved you are, and let me come and support you, because you really are valuable. You belong. You matter.
Mira, I love hearing you speak. Like, your energy, your light, everything that comes through is so beautiful and uplifting and authentic and sincere. I can only imagine how you rock a room at your events and workshops, because you're a wonderful speaker and you're wonderful at, you know, raising people up. Because I feel this during our conversation right now, is that this is exactly the message that people are looking for. And it's something about hearing it that makes a difference. Even, you know, you might not hear it from somebody in your life, but you hear it right now in this conversation, and it raises your energy. And I just want to thank you, first of all, Mira, for sharing your energy with us in this way, because it's really something special. And I just feel it. So I just wanted to say that before I forgot to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. As you can tell, I'm so passionate about what I do. I really believe in past
yeah.
life regression as a tool of transformation. And past life regression gives me the greatest gift. It gives me the people I work with, they give me stories that I can then tell other people and tell them about the truth of their essence and really empower them and really bring love and light to them. Yeah, so thank you.
And I think, as people hear about your client stories and they hear about what past life regression is more, you know, it obviously raises curiosities. And I want to let people know that there's a few ways that you can connect with Mira. You can obviously buy her book, Beyond Past Lives. You can get that free meditation on her website, mirakelly.com. And Mira, you also have an audio book that's available that people can experience. And that could be a great solution if you enjoy listening, such as to this radio show, if you enjoy listening. Mira's audio book is called Healing Through Past Life Regression and Beyond. Could you tell us just a little bit about that audio collection so people know that that's also available for them?
Oh, absolutely. There is a recording on that CD set, on that album that is designed to guide people to explore their past lives or future lives or simultaneous lives through me guiding them through the recording. So if people are intrigued about our conversation and about our topic today, that is such an easy place to start this work, right? You can find this recording anywhere you buy recordings or CDs, and it's such an easy place to dive in immediately into this work and get the benefits right then and there. And you know, because we were talking also about love and claiming your worthiness and allowing the universe to support you, I also want to tell people about another album that I have. It's called Allow Love, and I go into such great depth there into claiming our worthiness, recognizing our magnificence, and guiding people to heal those wounds that we all have, truthfully all have, and find themselves in place of really allowing love and support in their lives. And they can find all of that on my website, mirakelly.com.
Thank you. Yes, that is great for people to know. There's many ways to work with this energy within themselves, with these past life regression opportunities, and to connect with you, and what you're doing, because you do have a long wait list for one-on-one sessions. Is that true? I want to touch on that, though, because some people might really be interested in setting that up with you.
Oh, absolutely. And the best way to do it is to simply email me, info@mirakelly.com, and reach out. And I would love to tell you more about the personal sessions I do. I do them over the phone, over Skype if people are abroad, or simply in person. So, yes, I love my personal sessions because we're able to really tailor everything so deeply to the person.
And how would you describe a session with you? Like, for example, what is the best way for somebody to prepare for that experience?
The best way for a person to prepare for a past life regression experience is to both set an intent for what they're looking to create, but also create the space for miracles and information to be delivered that is in their highest good. So I always tell people right before going into a regression, please set up the intent of what you're looking to work through, what you want to recognize and understand, but also at the same time, be ready to hear what will serve you in your highest good. And so I want to tell you, so I was doing a workshop where this woman, before our regression, before I guided the group through a regression, said to herself that she wants to connect with her sister who had passed on a year ago. And just as a side note, Molly, past life regression is such a beautiful, comforting, healing way to connect with relatives who had passed on and see that actually the love that you shared doesn't doesn't end just because the physical life had ended. The love that we share continues, and we're always together, and we always come together life after life after life. So she wanted to connect with her sister who had passed on. And she, because her sister's death, she had really found herself in a place of feeling completely cut off life, very alone, very, very much that feeling of not belonging, not knowing, having lost her tribe, her family. And the other thing she wanted to understand was her ongoing weight issue. She had been having weight challenges and really not able to do anything about it, despite all the diets, despite all the effort, despite all the affirmations. And so that was where she put the intent on. And then she shared that she experienced a lifetime where she, as a man, was living in a small village somewhere in Europe, and she had a very small, tightly knit family that was always there, working very hard the land, but always being there for each other. That sense of community, that sense of family, that sense of safety. You know, I have a home with these people, and it was very enjoyable, very very heartwarming for her to bring that energy that was so lacking in who she is today. And then she saw herself as an older man who was simply plowing the field, and the family had, the parents had died, everybody had dispersed, and he was alone. He didn't have a family of his own. But because he had that love when he was a child, he actually felt so connected. He did not go into, I'm disconnected, I'm alone, poor me. He felt good. He felt loved. And that was so healing for her because it gave her a perspective on how to approach life, you know, how to think, how to change her mind and see through a new perspective. And then I always guide people, be it in personal sessions, be it through a recording, be it in a workshop, I always guide people to connect with their higher selves, with their angels, with their guides. And she actually, this woman, experienced her sister as having become one of her spirit guides. And she was so delighted to converse with her and to know that she always has her sister guiding her and being there for her. And then she said, okay, this is all well and good, but how does this connect to my weight issue, right? And she said, that moment my sister, as my spirit guide, told me that I have been stuffing my face, trying to push down all these emotions of feeling alone and feeling lonely. And I've been using food to actually numb myself. And so she was giving the beautiful guidance of, you're loved, you belong. Just because you don't see us physically, it doesn't mean you cannot connect with us through your heart. And she felt so much more empowered now to really approach eating differently, you know, because she had the spiritual nurture, the spiritual food of, I am connected.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a powerful story. And it is important to see how the energies are always connected in some way. And when we get that breakthrough, that aha, this is it, it really heals across so many different layers of ourselves. That's a wonderful story, Mira.
Yeah, it really is. I was so happy for her. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was thinking that as people are awakening more to themselves as energies, as souls, as limitless beings, in your work, have you noticed a change in themes or in awareness that people are coming to? Maybe even faster, they're coming to something faster in a session. I'm just curious how what you're seeing in your work as global consciousness expands, if there are changes happening in past life regressions.
Absolutely, because we live in such a life of transformation, energy flowing so quickly, lessons being learned at such a greater speed, so much more support being there on our spiritual path of growth. we're changing and shifting and moving so much faster through our lessons, through our themes. And in fact, what happens is in the past, we will go through lifetimes of working through the same thing, you know. We would be struggling with the same one lesson for all of our life. And yet these days, we're so quick. We're really on a mission to get things done so that we actually finish through our themes very quickly and come to a place of saying, yeah, I feel complete. I feel that I have climbed that mountain. I get it. I feel relieved. And then, of course, naturally, the soul wants to learn more, expand more, and we embark on new journeys of growth and learning. But because we are healing so powerfully within ourselves, also what happens is we impact those around us. Even if we don't openly share with them or openly work through them. For example, I have a mom. Me and my mom are very close. She's just such an amazing person. And in fact, I love how people notice and how touching it is when they notice that I have dedicated Beyond Past Lives to my mom. And so my book to my mom. And so when I find myself working on things, on my own issues, on my own challenges in life, lo and behold, my mother changes. I don't tell her things, right? It's not like I'm looking to change her. And yet, because we share themes, we share lessons, we share the soul energy, she changes too. So that's really so delightful to notice, not only about myself, but really about everybody.
Yes, and again, to reiterate how we're all connected and how we energetically feel one another and sense one another and assist one another, you know, serve one another in really incredible ways. It's just, I think it's exciting to have these discoveries. Yeah. And that must have just been amazing to see how your mom was connected. It's fascinating.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, because we share themes as a soul, not only our own personal lessons, but we share lessons in our immediate family, in our partnership with our lover, in our family, in our work environment, in our cities, in our countries. We really share lessons and themes globally, yeah.
Yes, and I found, too, that, you know, we even will share themes, growing themes with others, you know, who are reflecting energies back to us that we haven't claimed for ourselves, that we haven't consciously acknowledged in ourselves, and that those people are great teachers for us. And, you know, this can show up as a quote-unquote enemy, you know, or somebody that you have, you know, big, you know, unresolved energies with. It's like they're showing you more about your own soul's themes and learning, and again, how to find the love in the situation, the commonalities, the connections, and the healing. And it makes everyone such an incredible gift for us as we learn about our own soul's themes.
Absolutely, and this is definitely the case with our lovers, right? They just know how to push our buttons, and that's simply the awareness that they're helping us claim what we have not yet integrated and grown into so that we can know more of ourselves. And you said it so beautifully and so perfectly, and it doesn't really just apply only to our lovers and our intimate partners. That's why I think of everybody who comes into my life as my soulmate, because everybody's there to reflect in you something that you can know more about of in yourself and grow and expand deeper into that place of compassion and forgiveness and love, because ultimately forgiveness is the greatest tool for oneness, because the more we forgive, the more we create, we release the separation we have created, we really own that oneness, we really own that place of love and seeing the others and owning that which within ourselves that they're triggering.
Yes, beautifully expressed and articulated. I love that. We just have a few minutes left, everyone. The time always goes by fast because there's no time in this conversation. There's no real time. But again, you can find Mira's book, Beyond Past Lives, either as a paper book or as an ebook. And also be sure and go to her website, mirakelly.com, and download that free meditation. And before we end the conversation, Mira, is there anything else you would like to leave us with? Any final messages or words?
I want to tell people that you are loved. You're worthy. You're worthy of your dreams. So just spread your wings and claim that.
Oh, beautiful. Beautifully said. Thank you so much for being here, Mira. It's been such a joy to connect with you and to hear your passion and all the wisdom that you're sharing and how you are really supporting people on their healing journey. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate your time and everything that you share.
Thank you so much, Molly. It was such a joy to speak with you.
Thank you. Yes, and it always goes so fast. But friends, I hope that you enjoyed connecting with Mira. As always, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for being here. I wish you a beautiful week ahead on your journey. And just keep Mira on your radar if you need assistance with any type of healing. You might strongly resonate with more of what she shares. So until then, I will see you next week on this program. I wish you the very best. And I'm going to leave you now with one of my favorite songs. We've got Bob Marley, One Love. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.